Om Shanti. 8th November 2018, Sadguruvar. Today's blessing is, may you be a double server and a trustee with a faithful intellect and have spiritual feelings for your physical relatives. Some children get tired while serving and think that so and so is never going to change. Do not become disheartened in this way. Have faith in the intellect. Become detached from the consciousness of mind and continue to move on. It takes time for some souls for their account of the path of devotion to be settled. Therefore, have patience. Become stable in the stage of a detached observer. And continue to give all souls your cooperation of peace and power. Have spiritual feelings for your physical relatives. Become a double server and a trustee. So today's blessing is, may you be a double server and a trustee with a faithful intellect and have spiritual feelings. Alaukik bhavana for your physical relatives. Whenever somebody comes in gyan, he gets such intoxication that he or she wants that every one of his family should become Baba's child. This intoxication is so much that sometimes it leads to arrogance on the part of the soul. Sometimes force or compulsion. So, Baba is focusing on this one point today. One person is in knowledge, in Gyan, and the rest of the family members are not in Gyan. What to do? Baba is saying, don't get disheartened. First thing. Don't get that feeling that why these people are not coming in Gyan, why they don't understand such beautiful knowledge. And there is an overwhelming feeling within us that whatever we have achieved, they should achieve. Whatever we have got, they should get. We have come to Madhuban, they should come to Madhuban. We have seen this spiritual family, they should see this spiritual family. We have got this super sensuous bliss. They should also taste this super sensuous bliss. So there is this feeling always, pure feelings, good wishes for them. But when they behave contrary to our desires or expectations, there arise conflicts. And Baba often gives the example of swan and stork. So in the same family, you will have husband coming in Gyan, wife not coming in Gyan, or wife coming in Gyan, husband not coming in Gyan, or they both coming in Gyan, but their children not coming in Gyan, or in some family, children coming in Gyan, and the parents not coming in Gyan, or children coming in Gyan, one parent coming in Gyan. You have lot of permutations and combinations. But whatever the case may be, Baba is saying that if you have come in Gyan and you have the overwhelming that feeling that every one of your family should come, don't get impatient. First thing, have patience. Be detached observer. Understand drama. Know their parts. It is not possible that all family members would have similar parts. And also remember, each soul has come with a fixed destiny. Each soul has got its own part. Just as we say this in the similar manner, each soul has got its own fortune. And there is always a time unless and until that opportune time comes, that soul is not going to turn up. So wait and watch. That's what Baba is saying here. Some children get tired while serving them. We have told them so many times, we have made them understood things so many times, still they are such fools that they don't understand. Still, their intellect has become so much hard, as Baba says, monkey intellect, that they don't understand. And then we make a bold statement that they are never going to change. Whatever we do, no amount of counseling helps. So we make a statement that probably they do not belong to this clan or they are never going to change. We give a stamp of being a non-BK. Is there a such word as non-BK ever Baba used anywhere? In any of the Murlis, Baba said you are BK and they are non-BK. What is non-BK? Are we not insulting them? When we say that the Brahma is the father of humanity. In today's Murli also it is there, I think. Today's or yesterday's. Brahma is the father of humanity. So every soul on this planet Earth is a child of Brahma. Who are we to stamp somebody as non-BK? The very word non-BK is dangerous. Then what we should use? What we should use? Agyani and you are Gyani. They are ignorant and you are knowledgeable. Is not that an arrogance even? Then what you should use? Any better option? Would be Brahmins. That's a better option. They are would be Brahmins. Upcoming. Upgrowing. Upcoming. Would be. Future Brahmins. This is a better word. Bhavi. Brahman. They are your younger brothers and sisters. Yeah. They are of this deity clan. So, no, don't stamp them as non-BK. So, physical relatives, Laukik Sambandhi, if they do not accept this knowledge, or that is one thing that do not accept, but another thing is that they might oppose, they might criticize. There are still so many mothers who keep on calling and they ask that everybody at my home opposes. They don't allow me to go. What should I do? Or even children for that matter. Their parents are in too much opposition. So Baba is saying, you serve them and there are children who while serving get tired. And then they make the statement that these people are not going to change. So do not become disheartened in this way. Have faith in the intellect, become detached from the consciousness of mind. Now, another important thing here to understand is, this is your family and these are 4-5 members of the family. Why we are interested only in these people? There are other people also around your house. The people who come and they say that, oh, do something so that my this and this so and so comes in Gyan. But there is a neighbor who are sitting there. Why you never come for him? They will cooperate. Okay, so there is one vested interest there. But still, they are not coming in Gyan. There is a very subtle reason. Because of you. Because of your attachment. You are the obstruction. Rather than putting out all those reasons that their part is not there, they don't understand, they have monkey intellect, they are worldly minded, materialistic, they have a lot of worldly desires, probably somewhere at a very subtle level. It's me and me alone. Who is responsible for their not coming in Gyan? Why me? Because my attachment to them. Two souls They are connected to each other with lot of subtle strings, bonds. Probably my negative thoughts do not allow them to enter. Probably my waste thoughts do not allowing them to become and understand this knowledge. Probably my own ego, that I have come first and now I have to bring them. So they will not accept that. They will follow you. Why they should follow you? Till now you were following them. And suddenly you have become a prophet and messenger. And you have started preaching. And we have seen you since childhood. And suddenly you have become saint. All of a sudden. By joining some institution and you claim that you have achieved God. And understood the knowledge. You have become more clever and matured. And we have remained immature. So there is the conflict of ego probably. I am not saying this will happen in all the cases, but definitely some or other part of mine is responsible for their not coming in Gyan. It might be my ego, my attachment, my expectations, or my desire to make them cooperative. That's a good desire. That they should not oppose, at least they should cooperate. But that is also a selfish desire. When I adopt the policy, zero expectation policy. Zero expectation policy. Probably then they will come in Gyan. When I have nothing from, I don't want anything from them. If they oppose, it's okay. If they criticize, it's okay. No matter what they do, my good wishes for them will never, never go downhill. So, do not become disheartened. Another thing is that we become depressed. That we have tried so much, but they don't understand. We brought them to Madhuban, they met Baba also, and yet they do not understand. So that happens. But the Baba is saying, have faith in the intellect, become detached from the consciousness of mine. Why you are saying that? She is my wife, my husband, my children, my parents. Remove this my and mine. Nothing. They are just souls who had karmic accounts with you and they have come there around you. So I don't have that feeling of sorrow because they are not coming in again. Yes, I have feeling of mercy and compassion for them. But then I will sustain their souls with my power of silence. So it takes time for some souls to, for their accounts of the path of devotion to be settled. Now this is an important point. Baba has said time and again that unless and until a soul settles all the accounts of bhakti mark, soul is not going to come. Probably that soul has not finished its part on the path of devotion. He has some devotion still to do. So once that soul finishes that devotion, then the soul will come. In today's Sakar Murli, at one point Baba said, you don't have to take away bhakti from them. Once they come in knowledge, automatically bhakti they will give up. They will realize what is jnana and what is bhakti. This is makhan and that is buttermilk. This is pure ghee knowledge. When they will realize that that is buttermilk, they will automatically give up. So you don't have to force them even to stop their devotion. If, for example, a Christian family is there and the whole family goes to church every day, and suddenly somebody comes in Gyan and becomes anti-Christ. They may not accept. Or there is a Hindu family and they all go to temple every day. And they have lot of ceremonials and puja. And they go to pilgrimage places and suddenly somebody comes in Gyan and stops doing everything. You are hurting their ego. Probably. So it's not that you have to force somebody to give up devotion. Let them continue devotion. We should never oppose bhakti. Never. Never tell them, never laugh at bhakti or never mock. Because you were also doing the same till now. Remember that. So we have no right to laugh at them. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Because you were also doing the same till now. If, for example, a couple is there and they both go to one guru and suddenly wife comes in Gyan. So the husband might think that she has become egoistic now. She doesn't go to that guru. So there could arise a lot of subtle conflicts like that. So, as it is said in bhakti, ignorance is darkness, but knowledge is supreme darkness. Why? This is said in bhakti, that ignorance is darkness, but jnana is maha andhakar, because that jnana which induces ego is tantamount to supreme darkness. The great darkness. So, it's good that somebody comes in Gyan and gets intoxicated, but keep your control under control, intoxication. Don't let it overflow and take the form of ego and try to become a teacher and leader and teach others and give didactic lectures. You know what is didactic lectures? What is didactic lectures? This is in Aristotle. Didactic means serving to teach. Do this, do that, do that. This is known as didactic lecture. You order somebody, do this. It should be done like this, it should be done like this. Nobody learns from that method. If you study the education system, this is one of the methods of teaching students. Didactic lectures. But nobody learns from didactic philosophy. So, be compassionate. But don't become ruthlessly compassionate. Merciless compassion. Merciless mercy. If you get somebody, you catch hold of him, and in 1 hour pump all the knowledge. Because you are not sure whether you are going to get him or not. So that's what Brahmins do. In 1 hour they will explain all the exhibition. And such, the souls will become heavy. And in one of the classes, Jagdish Bhai had said, even if a man with 2 elephant heads come, probably what you have explained, he will not understand. Because so much knowledge you pump into that small intellect. So, don't be in hurry, first of all. Don't be in hurry to make people BKs. He who has to become, he will become. Nobody can stop that person from become Brahmin. So be slow. And it's not that you want to take the credit of giving course, of having told him the knowledge first. It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter who is giving the knowledge. You might give them, because there are teachers who have given knowledge to their students, and the students are still there, and the teacher are in the old world. Teacher are not here now, no more. They have left the knowledge. It's not about how much you give in how much time. It's not about that. Baba talks about second. In 1 second you can give mukti and gati and sadgati. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, I have come to give you 2 things. Gati and sadgati. Liberation and liberation in life. So, it takes time for some soul to settle their account on the path of the path of devotion to be settled. So have patience. So first thing which is needed is patience. Anybody for that matter, not just Laukik relatives. We have seen even Brahma Baba's family, not all came in Gyan. There were others, some of the family members who left. So did Baba go and try to convince them? Please come, please come, please come. See, God has come in me. He never did all that. Forget that. Look at this Abu Nivasi here. Residents of Mount Abu. Just behind the Panda Bhavan, there is a temple and people worship there. Some deity. What about them? Here God has come. All the Dadis and the whole world is coming here, all the double foreigners sitting there in some other country, crossing all the walls of religion, caste, creed, custom, dresses, the bell of church and the namaz and the ajan of mosque. They have crossed all this and have come here. But those who are sitting here, they are worshipping somebody. There are so many people who come to our OPD, our patients. They say, we have seen your Brahma Baba. They have seen him. There are people who have taken birth. They are staying in Mount Abu from last 200 years. There are so many people in Mount Abu. And there are sisters are there here. In Christian sisters are there. They come. There is one sister who is 90-year-old. She says, Mama was my friend. I used to talk with her. There are so many shopkeepers here. They say that your Baba used to come to our shop to have, and we were good friends. And there are people right now, and they know all the history, how the people opposed and how everything has become so big now. But their part is not in Gyan. Sisters go to their places. There are doctors here in Mount. They go to tie Rakhi and every time they tell all the story. Ki how Brahma Baba and we were friends. But in spite of all that, they have not understood knowledge. They did not get that touching. They did not even think, who is this? What is this institution? So what a tragedy of life, a spiritual tragedy, that they are staying here from 100 years, 80 years, but they have not understood, they have not known, they have not realized, they did not get that touching, their part is not of coming in this knowledge. So Baba is saying, so this is the stage of these people. So in the simple manner, family members, there are many Maharatis of this Yajna, Dadis even, their family member did not come in Gyan till the end. They didn't come in Gyan. There are some people like that. So Baba says it takes some time. For some, probably they will leave the body and take another birth, and that time they are going to come. So don't worry. There are parents who want their children to come in Gyan. There are parents who want their children to come in Gyan immediately, but their children want to marry. So probably after marriage they might come in Gyan. Why you are in so much hurry? Probably after marriage, when they get children, and their children will come in Gyan, and they will bring them in Gyan, not you. So this is a big process. So have patience. Don't try to grab people and force into this institution. They will run away. I remember there was one parent was, their parents were there, and they had a single son, and they were very much staunch Baba's children, and they were in Nyan, and they wanted their son to come in knowledge. But he never listened. He was absolutely arrogant and he never listened. Ultimately, he became a pharmacist, and ultimately they thought, let us bring him to hospital, global hospital, so that he stays here. Somehow something will happen and he will come in Gyan. So they made him stay here. But he was such a person, he used to go to out. He would never eat food from the hospital or Pandapon. He will go out and eat every time outside. He will bring all the non-vegetarian food into his room and eat. So he never came in Gyan. So it's not that every time you can have good wishes, but then you cannot order people to come in Gyan. They have their own destiny, they have their own faith. And other thing is, there are people who are very good people. For example, these Christian sisters who are in there, in this school, Saint Mary and Saint Sophia. They all are so good sisters, very humble, very nice. But their part is not there. Probably those sisters are so sweet, even BKs are not that much sweet in behavior. They are very humble, very sweet, very nice, but their part is not there. So it's not about getting disheartened. Baba said, don't get disheartened if somebody doesn't come in Gyan. Give them knowledge, but be impartial. Have patience. Become stable in the stage of detached observer, Sakshi. see their part. Baba says, no, if you are conducting course and somebody is understanding that knowledge, somebody will become so much interested. His face will show that he is of this clan, this Brahmin family. But it will not happen all the time. So have patience. Be in the stage of detached observer and continue to give all souls your cooperation of peace and power. It's not only by words that we speak. Our vibrations also matter. If this is a soul and we are here and we are trying to convince him or planning to bring him in knowledge and he is not listening at all, probably some sort of, some amount of negative vibrations are going from us. Some thoughts are within us, or we are stamping him as non-BK, or we are saying and making a bold statement that he will never come. Such sweeping statements are in fact the obstacle. So, just keep on sending good vibrations all the time. All the time. It might take years to gather. They might oppose, keep on opposing for years together. But this talk of good wishes and pure feelings should not reduce. Understanding the entire drama, the divine planning. The divine planning is that every soul, not before his fortune, and not more than fortune what he has, and not before time he will come. Those children who are born prematurely, they don't survive. Remember that. Those children who are premature births, they are either, they keep on suffering from something or other. So let them mature. Let them fully complete their bhakti. Cooperate them with their bhakti. If they are going to some Hanuman temple, take him before you go to center. That is more important. Let him complete his devotion. Once his devotion is completed, as Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, bhakti will drop automatically. You don't have to do anything. So, have patience, become stable, detached observer, and continue to give souls all the cooperation of peace and power. Have spiritual feeling for your physical relatives. Become a double server and a trustee. Spiritual feelings means alaukik bhavana. Change the feelings. Rather than he is my this and he is my that, having the feeling that these are just souls. People often ask, my husband is not in gyan, what sort of sakash I should give him? This is the question. Or my wife is not in gyan, how should I bring her in gyan? My children, they are not in gyan, how should I bring them in gyan? And there is one more, I will say, a sort of disillusion in Brahmin family. Whenever parents are in gyan and a child is born and they come in gyan after that, whatever, they think, and the child, they think that the first thought they have that this child has brought us in gyan, one. Second, they feel that he is from some advanced party, and then the child grows up and he shows signs of spiritual illumination. He starts talking knowledge. He starts reciting poetries. He starts telling Murli. Sitting in yoga. Small children sitting in yoga. Or in center yoga. You will find small children sitting on the sandali. That, and leading the yoga. Or conducting, giving some 5 minutes class. All those children shows extremely high spiritual caliber. This is shown. And the parents get so happy to see them. And the mother start thinking of her as a center in charge, or sister surrendering in some center, or the mother starts thinking that he is a Kumar and he should remain a Kumar and he should go to Madhuban, and all those dreams, good dreams, these are not bad things, these are very good things actually. But then all this so called spiritual would be prophets, they get colored by worldly company soon. We have seen so many like that, so many. All those children who were here and they gave good speeches and all those, they are gone. They are no more here. So, don't be under that illusion. that some divine soul has come in our family. It's good that you should have, but remember that. But don't over-expect. Otherwise, everything falls down. So have patience, be stable, be detached observer, know the drama, know each one's part, and have good wishes for every one of them. Om Shanti.